One thing women and men, macho or otherwise, seem to agree on these days is the need to overhaul this country's healthcare system. While there's obviously broad disagreement on what kinds of reforms work best, the Obama administration has signaled a willingness to consider taxing some employee health benefits to help pay for overhauling the healthcare system generally. A regular contributor on matters of personal finance and the economy, Alvin Hall, is still away. So we've called on Julie Rovner, NPR's health policy correspondent. She's here with me in our Washington, D.C. studio. Welcome. Thank you for joining us.
My pleasure.
Julie, would you just set the table for us and tell us, is there a broad-based health care reform proposal circulating right now?
Well, there are lots of them. And, you know, one of the things about this summer that people are going to have to learn, they're going to have to learn to follow this debate a lot about the healthcare system and how it works, but they're also going to go back and have to refresh their high school civics, if you will. We have in the House and Senate five different committees that are going to work on this healthcare overhaul, three in the House and two in the Senate. But of those five committees, there's only two committees that get to decide how this gets to be paid for. And the reason this needs to be paid for is that one of the things, obviously, everybody is talking about, there is a need to save money in the healthcare system over the long term. But over the short term, there's obviously a big desire to help people who don't have coverage, 46, 47 million, depending on how you count, get coverage. Coverage is obviously very expensive. A family policy costs around $12,000, an individual policy $5,000 or $6,000. So if you're relatively moderate, lower moderate, or even middle income, that's a lot of money. There's going to have to be subsidies to help those people buy those policies. You're going to have to raise that money from someplace. There's only two committees in Congress that get to raise money. In the House, that's the Ways and Means Committee. In the Senate, that's the Finance Committee. And to go back to your original question, are there plans floating around? Yes, there are plans floating around. But so far, the plans that are floating around only have the parts of the plan that would help us figure out how we're going to get coverage. There will be these exchanges that people will be able to go to and choose plans. We have not seen the ways that we're going to pay for the plans yet. We probably won't see those until after the 4th of July break, because that's kind of sensitive.
Why are policymakers, lawmakers, looking at taxing the health benefits that employees currently get through their work? Why are they doing it? Why are they considering this?
Well, everybody keeps quoting Willie Sutton. That's where the money is. It's a lot of money. It is actually the second largest health expenditure in the federal budget after Medicare. And what this is money foregone. It's money that the federal government doesn't collect. When you get your health insurance on the job, you get the value of that health insurance. Say you get a $12,000 policy, of which you pay a portion. You probably pay some of the premiums. So you're getting, say, you know, $8,000 worth of health insurance. You're not paying taxes on that $8,000 worth of benefits that you're getting from your employer. This dates back actually to World War II, when there was wage freezes on and employers couldn't give raises. But the government decided if they wanted to give fringe benefits like hospital insurance, that workers wouldn't have to pay taxes on that. So that was a cool thing. Employers started doing it. It was a nice thing to do to get workers who they couldn't give raises to. And that's basically how we ended up with the system that we have today. But today, people get comprehensive health insurance, hospital insurance, doctor insurance, drug insurance. It's worth, as I mentioned, a lot of money to a lot of people. The federal government doesn't collect taxes on it. It's somewhere in the neighborhood of $250 billion that the government doesn't collect taxes on. That's an awful lot of money. It's also unfair in a lot of ways.
You're saying it's politically sensitive. Talk about that.
Well, yeah. It's unfair because if you get your health insurance through your employer and you don't pay taxes on it, if you work for an employer who doesn't offer health insurance and you go out and you buy your own insurance because you're not getting it on the job, you don't get any tax benefit. So it's inherently unfair. People have been complaining about that for years. Economists note that it's unfair. They also say that you have an incentive if you get workplace insurance to get more and more insurance because you're not paying taxes on it. So it's better than getting a raise in some way. So you're encouraged to have more insurance and therefore consume more health care. So it does strange things to the economy. So there's a lot of economic reasons to go after it. On the other hand, it's politically sensitive because a lot of unions have bargained for more expensive health insurance benefits, and they've given up wage increases. And they're going and saying, hey, you can't start taxing it now. Over the years, we've given these things up. So they're an important part of the Democratic base. And that's one of the reasons that then-candidate Obama campaigned very aggressively against this. So it's a little bit hard for him now. And remember, he's not saying he wants this. What he's saying is, if Congress insists on doing this, then he might not oppose it.
Oh, boy. Okay. Now, we understand that we'll hear from President Obama today. He's going to have another press conference, this time in the Rose Garden. But thankfully, we have you to watch these things for us. So what are some of the next steps that we should be looking for as we try to watch this health care overhaul debate go forward? What are some of the next steps that we're likely to see?
Well, we're seeing already we've got one Senate committee, the Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions Committee, in the middle of a markup that now looks like it's going to go until after the 4th of July break. We're seeing the Finance Committee try to put something together. We may not see anything come out of that committee at all in terms of a proposal until after the break. We're seeing hearings now in the House. They have put out a proposal, but again, no way to pay for it yet. We're not going to see those until after the 4th of July break. So I think when Congress comes back from the 4th of July break, we'll see this really heat up. We'll see some of the proposals for how to pay for it, including maybe some sort of tax. They're not going to tax all of employer benefits. People shouldn't get panicky about this. They may tax the most expensive benefits. They may put a tax on a portion of them. Nobody's talking about taxing everybody's benefits or taxing even a majority of them, but they're talking about maybe setting a precedent for taxing the most expensive or putting some kind of cap on it.
NPR health policy correspondent Julie Rovner was kind enough to join us in our Washington, D.C. studio. Julie, thank you.
You're very welcome.